Hi, welcome to the first episode of the Pedestrian Podcast. This is an improvised podcast with a conversation between your hosts, Chris and Hector, with bits of improvised comedy from our friends. This episode is sponsored by Audible, where stories are now in your ears. We're also grateful to Endgames Improv for their support, and you can take classes and check out the calendar for wonderful live shows at endgamesimprov.com. Enjoy!
Please give it up for Alice Wu, Andy Feldman, Bree Kalla, Caitlin Harrington, and David Chalk.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Good evening, Chris, Hector, and esteemed audience members.
Oh, extra credit.
Yeah, that felt like a barbershop quartet.
Quintet.
Sorry. Good. Don't know how to count.
That's all right. Can somebody shout out a favorite song lyric of theirs? My heart will go on. Thank you. Oh, wow. You know, I remember when the movie Titanic came out. You know, I went to see it with my sister and two of my cousins.
Yeah.
And my cousin was much older than me. She just got married. She was in her 20s. My sister and I think we were in our teens.
Uh-huh.
And we went there, and my sister did not want to see this movie at all.
Really?
No, she did not want to see this movie. And she was like crying at the end. The reason she didn't want to see it was because she was going to be crying, and she knew she was going to cry, and she didn't want to see the movie for that reason. Which I thought,
well, you know that. Yeah. So I have like that. Like that's me now.
Yeah.
Is that like I won't watch anything where I feel like this is going to be really serious
or
really dark. There's like so many good things out there, like Breaking Bad, that I've never seen because I know I'm like I'm not in the right place in my life right now to be watching Breaking Bad.
Well, you know, I kind of get that. Like I saw that when I first started watching Breaking Bad, and I thought, you know what? Let me just read the summaries on Wikipedia and get caught up to the current season. And you know, like if I want to watch the episodes after I've read the synopsis on Wikipedia, then I'll go back and watch it.
Wait, so what do you do for like what shows do you do where you do that?
I did that for Mad Men as well.
Oh,
I did that for most of Mad Men and most of Breaking Bad. I've gone back since and I've watched a few episodes here and there.
Do you feel like if you ever saw the creator of these shows, you'd be like, oh my God, I love your show. I jumped around. I read a lot of the synopsis on Wikipedia. Uh-huh. But that one episode that I jumped to was so good.
I don't think I do that because it's kind of like going to your like high school teacher and saying, hey, you know what? You know, I was really going to read Heart of Darkness, but you know, I much preferred the Spark Notes on it. And so, you know, I just thought I'd just do that instead. I don't know. It just seems like a little weird.
But it's not like your teacher's gonna be offended.
Well, yeah, my teacher didn't necessarily
like. Oh it. My God, you didn't learn calculus?
Yeah, because you learn calculus. You learn calculus by reading
notes. I was thinking about something else.
Wait, how did you learn calculus?
Spark notes.
I was reading the wrong Spark notes.
I apologize. Heart of Darkness. I of course know what Heart of Darkness is. Uh-huh. It's a short novel by Joseph Conrad.
Well done. And you didn't even have to use Wikipedia.
No, I did not. You know what I'm really good at is knowing like titles and names of stuff that I've never read.
You've never read Heart of Darkness?
I've tried so many times.
Well, so actually the reason I brought up Heart of Darkness is I remember having a deadline in high school and not getting through it and remembering I went online to Spark Notes to read one of the chapters, and I was so nervous going into class because I'd read Spark Notes and I thought, oh no, I didn't read the details. We're going to have a quiz on it and I'm just not going to know the information.
And how did you do?
There wasn't a quiz on it that day.
You know, I was thinking about this earlier today. I'm like, oh God, the election. So we are in the amazing Bay Area.
Yes.
And one of the great things.
Yes, thank you.
That's right. That was for the crowd.
Yes.
The great thing about the Bay Area is that there are a million propositions on the ballot. Because
my book is really thick. And Ballotpedia is the Spark Notes of that ballot.
I need to read Ballotpedia.
Yes, you should.
So my point was that like I had this fear today. I'm like, okay, what have I done for this election? Oh, I've registered, and that's all I've done is register. I have not looked up. I haven't done any research, and I'm hoping that I'm gonna walk into the polling booth and just know the answers.
really? I got frustrated. I dated somebody a really long time ago, and she voted for Prop 8, which was because she misread what Prop 8 was about. I remember the
name. For the people who don't know, like, yes. Can you remind us what
Prop 8 was banning same-sex marriage. Mm-hmm. And she thought voting for it was a way to prevent the ban on same-sex.
So confusing.
Since then, I've had, during election cycles where there are ballot measures, I've tried to host regular proposition parties.
Yeah.
And they're not what you think. They're
group marriages.
Group marriage. They're basically, I invite people over, we have wine, we have food, and then each person is assigned, or we have a few people who are assigned each ballot proposition.
Yeah.
And they go and they kind of lead a discussion about it, and we weigh the pros and cons. Sometimes there are no pros, sometimes there are no cons. And it's just sort of like an easy way of like dividing up the labor of everything.
It's great. That's great. That's a great idea. That's how democracy should be. Like, you should have it like with a fondue set.
Yes.
I'm assuming there's fondue at your parties.
There should be this year. There's never been fondue at any one of these.
Well, I think it's time for fondue to come back.
All right. If you make the fondue, I'll have another one.
I'm lactose intolerant.
Of course you are, Hector. Of course you're lactose intolerant.
But that's a great idea. A ballot party, I think, is, you get your friends together and you like, you feel like you're contributing to democracy.
Yeah, exactly.
I feel like that's a great, for me, it's like, sometimes I feel like democracy is like a chance for us just to feel like we're doing something. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's like,
what do you mean? Like,
well, I don't know. It's sort of like,
cause that's what I liken to being in an audience for a show. It's like, I got out of bed, you know, I came out here tonight to watch a show.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Like, that's my participation. I'm here to watch it.
Exactly. That's how I feel sometimes when I go to a concert. It's like, I'm like too tired to go see the show. Mm-hmm. But I'm there, and then afterwards I'm like, yeah, I was at that Radiohead show back when they played Creep. You know, like, that was... That, you know,
were you really there, like, when they first played Creep?
Yeah. Yep, I wasn't paying attention, but...
but you're pretty sure that was...
We are very well informed.
We're incredibly... We know everything.
We learn everything off the internet.
We not only learn it off the internet, we imbue it into our soul so that we... absolutely know everything that's going on in this world.
We become geniuses by reading the summaries of everything.
We are efficient learners.
Yes, we should start a college.
We should be the professors of that college and the students.
And the deans.
And the deans, because knowledge is power and we are the most powerful people because we know everything.
We have everyone look up to us and look to us for guidance in order to learn anything they want.
And we do it in the most efficient way possible.
We are thorough by truncating everything into a fine sentence.
We divide the labor up amongst all of our friends so that we're able to most quickly get to the apex of knowledge.
Yes, and if we don't ever know anything, we make sure that one of them knows at least a bit of it, and that's how we learn it again.
We hear that Key and Peele and Broad Silly are really funny, but we don't feel like we're in the right place in our life to watch comedy shows.
Yeah, we're not in the right place in our life to watch comedy shows.
But we still want to be informed, so we read the Wikipedia summaries of some of the sketches.
Yeah. We will learn everything so that the rest of society, you know, thinks we're really, really smart.
We could always go back later and watch the actual sketches, but when we're in a better place in our life, already knowing what's going to happen.
Yeah, like, with more free time or, you know, not such an emotional burden in our lives going on.
A lot of times stuff is funnier the second time you see it, so if you've already read the Wikipedia summary, it'll be funny the first time.
It's like the second time we've seen it.
It's like the first time, but it's like the second time.
And just sometimes the first time we see something, it's just too emotionally heart-wrenching for us to sit through it. So let's just avoid it. We avoid it.
We could avoid it.
We will avoid it.
When we're in a better place, maybe we'll read those Wikipedia summaries.
But until then, we will avoid it, prevent our heart from being crushed, and we'll understand it better in a better time in our life.
Right. Someday, funny things will seem funny to us, whether they're summarized or actually happening in front of us.
Yeah. We're just too tired right now. It might be easier later.
Such a hard place in our life right now.
But as long as we read it, it's like we're there.
Right. And eventually we'll read it when we're in a better reading place.
Right now, when I don't know about you, when I go to sleep, I feel like I have the laptop on, yeah. I have like Netflix playing, uh-huh. And I'll just have cartoons that I've seen like a million. I'll have Futurama or I'll have like Simpsons playing.
I absolutely do not do that, and I'll tell you why. Because I was reading something online and it was talking about how, you know, blue light after a certain point, mm-hmm, like mm-hmm. after someone, it messes with your circadian rhythm.
Yeah.
So if I actually want to get a good night's sleep, it's best for me to turn off all devices after, I think, 7 p.m. or 8 p.m. is what they recommend if you want to sleep.
Yeah, but it also sounds like you're someone who practices good behavior. Like, you do something that, like, oh, this is good for me, I should do it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, I want to be that kind of person, but I'm not. I know it's bad for me, but uh-huh. I will have, like, the laptop open.
Well, I mean, if you want to be it, you can be it, right? You actually don't want to be it.
Shut up,
No, seriously. No, you don't want to be it, because if you actually wanted to be that kind of
you're
person...
You're saying I have the power to make this happen?
Yes, you do. Like, if you wanted to be that kind of person, you would. Like,
I feel like you're going to make me walk across, like, a bed of coals right now.
If you don't want to do... I'm not telling you to do anything you don't want to do. I'm just saying...
Well, fine. You can't tell me what I can or can't do.
I'm not telling you what you can or can't.
This is a democratic country. I can do whatever I want.
Of course you can, Hector. My only point is that you don't have to... Like, if you say that you want to do something and you don't do it, I don't think you really want to do that thing.
Oh, what?
Everyone should be able to do all of the things that I can do.
Yeah, but the thing is, like, they might not want to do the things that you do. They have their own path of life, so that might not be the best idea.
But I have an awesome life. I don't understand why everyone else doesn't just want to have my awesome life.
Awesome is kind of subjective. So what you find awesome might not be awesome to another person. Just saying that.
Oh, okay, I see.
Yeah.
So I need to convince everyone that my life is awesome first? Is that...
No, because they still might disagree, and, you know, that's kind of like forcing them into your way. That's fascism, basically.
Oh, okay. So I need to come up with a different term for it.
No, fascism, no matter what you call it, still really bad. You don't want to do it.
Right, because I don't want people calling me that.
No, that's the worst thing.
No, I'd rather them call me, like, queen of the world.
Mm-hmm, yeah, no, see, that's pretty bad, too.
I would settle for princess of the world. Fine.
Yeah, see, the thing about... World. Of the world, I think, is really the key bad thing there.
Okay, I'll settle for the United States.
Still bad. Still really bad.
Okay.
Still, like, trying
Kansas?
To...
Kansas? Can I be princess of Kansas?
I mean, if you want, like, a position of leadership, you should, like, run for office or something, but don't just, like, force it upon people saying, I'm the queen or princess. That's bad.
Okay. Okay, I'll do it. Will you help me rig the election just to make sure?
No. Okay. Yeah, I wouldn't even vote for you, honestly.
Oh, that's okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's the problem then, you see? Like, some people aren't going to vote for me, and then I won't get to be Princess of Kansas.
We're better off that way, I think.
I want you to walk over these hot coals.
I mean, Dad, that's crazy. I mean, I, you know, I'm only 5.
But I'm completely confident that you can walk over these hot coals.
Dad, I mean, I know Mom only left you alone with me for, like, one night, but this is, like, the wrong time to, like, build up my...
You're saying if we walk over hot coals, she won't give me another chance to do this with you?
No, she and you are divorced. She is not going to because you suddenly caused me to walk over hot coals get together with you.
That was my plan, but I think she'd be really impressed that you've accomplished something.
You know, maybe you're right. Like, maybe if you, but not the hot coals thing, but maybe.
No, it definitely has to be the hot coals thing.
No, listen. Maybe if you actually helped me tie my shoelaces like she asked you to, that would be the thing that would help.
I think actually you'll need to take the shoes off because they'll burn on the coals.
Dad, the hot coals. Like, literally, kids get taken away from parents if they if parents drag their
so
kids.
So you're saying you'll be taken away from your mother if you walk on the hot coals? Seems like a win-win to me.
No, actually, I'd be taken away from you and only stay with my mom. And I'm not sure you'll be allowed to see us.
Yeah, that's not what I want. What else can you accomplish besides walking on hot coals?
I mean, I don't... Maybe.
Exactly. Let's go to the hot coals.
I'm just avoiding blue light all the time now because I hear it interferes with your ability to sleep.
That's a little ridiculous. Like, I don't understand how you're going to avoid it completely. Maybe just at night.
Yeah, but sometimes I like to take afternoon naps, you know? And so the blue light interferes, so I'm off the grid. I'm off the grid entirely. But also, I don't go to discos any longer.
This is a little out of control. You can't just, like, change your entire life because you want to take afternoon naps. Like, you need to, you know, have a, you know, equal it out a little bit.
Okay, so.
Have a balance in your life.
Maybe I'll move the naps to, like, 6 p.m. Is that what you're suggesting?
No, like, oh, okay. If you need to take an afternoon nap, take an afternoon nap, but, like, the blue light's not going to keep you up. If you don't need a nap, you don't need a nap.
Oh, no, I read it on the internet, so it definitely keeps you up. I want to be a high-functioning person, you know?
And if you want to be a high-functioning person, then why are you taking so many naps in the afternoon?
Well, I read on the internet that naps are what you need to do to be high-functioning.
But no, this doesn't make any sense. Just go to work, do your job, stay on the grid, because your kids might call you. You might have an emergency. You might need to pick them up. Like, you can't just take naps in the middle of the afternoon and avoid your cell phone at all costs.
Okay. So what if I take, like, a series of naps overnight that are all connected?
No, so Hector, that. You know, I'm not forcing you to live your life a certain way. I'm just saying that if you start, like, you can just write down what you want to accomplish, and you can just kind of check them off one by one.
Like a
to-do list, but a to-do list for your life, like a best practices. I keep a best practices, like, little note thing on my phone. It just kind of tells me, okay, I can only drink one or two nights a week.
Wait, you have a list for every single day. It's like, I can only have a drink. Like, you have a quota.
Like... No, I'm not that crazy. I have, like, it's flexible. It's flexible. I can choose which 2 days of the week I want to drink, and the other 5 days I can't. It's a simple...
Wake up, check. Put pants on 5 out of 7 days this week.
Shit. I've put on my pants 6 days this week. Time to start a new notebook of things to do a certain amount of times per week each day.
Okay, here is my brief report on Breaking Bad. Teacher becomes meth dealer and then dies. The end.
So I know it's our first date, but I've reviewed your entire Facebook feed, and I feel like I know everything I need to know about you now.
Okay, that second cold was a little warm. I'm going to note that. The first cold, though, I think the temperature was just scalding enough.
I'm a creep. I'm a weirdo.
I also know Radiohead songs. I was reading this thing about blue light being bad for you. I couldn't sleep. It was like 3:30 in the morning. I was reading on my iPad, and it seemed like it made a lot of sense that blue light after 7 is just gonna, like, fuck with your circadian sleepings.
See, I can't watch Titanic anymore because at the end, when they're, like, you know, saying goodbye to each other, just makes me really sad, and I don't like to be sad, and I don't want to see Leonardo DiCaprio die again.
I can't even say goodbye to my parents on the way to school because it really, really upsets me, so I just don't do it.
I can't even order pizza because when I call the guy who answers the phone, he sounds like my ex-boyfriend, and it's just, like, very emotional for me.
Did you see the end of Mad Men? It made no sense. It had to do with, like, Coke. What's going on?
Did you read
the Wikipedia synopsis of the end of The Sopranos? It sounded like it didn't make any sense. It's really confusing.
My life, it's just a total mess right now.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I don't know. I just feel like I don't have my shit together, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I'm sleeping in. I'm just, like, not together at all.
Man, that sounds awful. You know, like, I'm on this kick. Like, I recently did this cleanse.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Despite what everyone else, every other human being says, it's actually not that bad.
You know what? I should take more of that initiative in my life. You know, I'm going to start a list of things that I want to do. I'm going to turn my life around.
Thank you so much. Can we get another round of applause for these amazing improvisers?
This is an Endgames improv production. Endgames has given us the chance to use the stage today to record not one, but two podcasts.
Yeah, maybe three, maybe four. Guess what? Nothing else is happening tonight. Just this.
Sorry, Harold Nighters. If you do like what you see here, Endgames has shows 6 nights a week. You can go to endgamesimprov.com. There are also classes. Mm-hmm. You can also find out about them on endgamesimprov.com, believe it or not.
That's right.
It's your one-stop shop for all Endgames improv-related things.
That's right. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Is there a web store?
If there isn't, there should be.
Scott, we should sell t-shirts.
Scott!
Great. Yeah. That's right. Any questions? Nope. Great.